on Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 5 o'clock, Russell Brand has been charged with a rape in Bournemouth. The comedian and actor's also facing allegations of four other sexual offences in Westminster. Scotland Yard began investigations following reports by journalists in 2023. The allegations ranged between 1999 and 2005. He has previously denied them. Stock markets are down again in the US and the UK as countries consider their responses to Donald Trump's sweeping trade tariffs. China has announced it will hit back by adding a 34% tax on American goods coming into the country. Our Washington correspondent Simon Mark says there have been some big losses.
Apple, which of course imports an enormous number of parts for its computers, its iPhones and all its other products, had $250 billion wiped off its market value. So more steep losses for Apple today and for a whole host of household names here in the United States.
President Trump says the General Secretary of the Communist Party of Vietnam wants to cut his country's tariff to zero if they can reach an agreement. An anti-abortion campaigner claims today is a dark day for Britain after being given a conditional discharge for breaching a ban on protests outside a clinic in Bournemouth. Livia Tesici-Bolt held up a sign saying, "Here to talk if you want," in March 2023. We're being encouraged to celebrate the 80th anniversary of VE Day with a street party over the early May bank holiday. World War II ended in Europe on May the 8th, 1945. Double Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes, who served in the British Army, thinks the celebrations are important.
They sacrificed their lives for our freedom, and we want to be part of the celebration of those people, but also to reconnect the youth of today so that their lives and stories and our history doesn't get eroded because of time.
In the city, the FTSE 100 has closed down 420 points at 80.55. That is the biggest daily drop since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic 5 years ago. The pound buys $1.29 and €1.18. The weather dry and clear tonight, becoming very cold in places, a low of -1 in Scotland, mostly sunny tomorrow, a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
We are getting the bunting out on Classic FM. It's Margarita Taylor celebrating the arrival of the weekend with the music of Wagner.
Margarita Taylor
on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Alison Balsam and Pinnock's Players, directed by Trevor Morris, with Marcello's Oboe Concerto in D minor, playing the third movement, and the piece transcribed for trumpet. Before that, we had from Wagner, The Ride of the Valkyries, with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra performing on Classic FM. Now, a rather cheery moment from Dvorak. This is Symphony No. 8, inspired by the Bohemian folk music that he loved. And talking of cheery, if you haven't yet visited classicfm.com today, then do take a look, because there is a wonderful video and some great photos of King Charles playing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on a carrot at Windsor Castle. If it was April 1st, I may not even believe I was saying this story myself, but the King, proving he is a fabulous sport as well as a great musician, joined the London Vegetable Orchestra, who persuaded him to join in a little performance of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And His Majesty, of course, former cellist and musician, took up the gauntlet, or the carrot, as I should say. Check out the video. This really is a good sport at classicfm.com, as you enjoy this rather fantastic finale from Dvorak's Eighth Symphony on Classic FM. rousing finale of Dvorak's 8th Symphony, played by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Libor Pešek. Now, on the way tonight, 7 o'clock in the evening, we have Classic FM at the movies, and it's a family favourites feature tonight from 7 o'clock. Music from Hook, Beauty and the Beast, Downton Abbey, Iron Man, Indiana Jones, all on the way. And then tomorrow, Jonathan Ross will be marking the birthday of Patrick Doyle. His birthday on Sunday, Jonathan's celebrating on Saturday night. Jonathan Ross, Classic FM at the movies tonight from 7, getting the weekend underway with that family favourite. And if you are a movie fan, details of how you could win tickets to Classic FM at the movies on the way after we hear from John Ireland, the cavatina, and from Vivaldi, the guitar concerto in D.
Sunshine music all spring.
This is Classic FM.
Howick and John Paul Ekins on Classic FM with John Ireland's Cavatina. The piece before, John Williams performing together with the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra and Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D, playing you the first movement. Now, I mentioned film favourites. Just a few weeks away now from Classic FM Live at the Movies, 24th of April, the date for your diary. And we'd love you to be there. We're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets every day next week to get to the Royal Albert Hall and enjoy the music from Star Wars, The Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter and more. £800 to spend on travel and accommodation as well, so you can make the whole event extra special. It's all thanks to Viking, helping you explore the world in comfort. So your chance to win, to listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10 a.m. to be at Classic FM at the Movies. Coming up, Tchaikovsky, Swan Lake, the finale on the way, but Tim's got the traffic for you next for the journey home into the weekend.
Classic FM.
Hey Sainsbury's, my family's proper picky. How can I please them all without it costing an arm and a leg this Easter?
We've got prices to suit every taste. Set your table with selected Easter mains like lamb, beef or salmon, now half price with Nectar.
Nice. With those prices, I might have to pick all three.
For cracking savings this Easter, ask Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's, good food for all of us.
Nectar required, subject to availability. Selected stores excludes locals. Ends 22nd of April. See in-store online for details.
Classic FM Travel.
There are queues in Edinburgh on the M8 westbound after an investigation earlier between Junction 2, the M9, and Junction 3 at Livingston. In Lancashire, there are long delays on the M6 northbound because of an accident at Junction 29, Lostock Hall. There are severe delays in Greater Manchester on the M62 eastbound because of an accident between Junction 20, Rochdale, and Junction 21 for Milne Row. It's heavy in Cheshire on the M6 southbound. A car has broken down between Junction 17, Sandbach, and Junction 16 for Crewe. And in South Yorkshire, it's slow on the M1 southbound because of an accident at Junction 31, Sheffield. It's on the exit slip road.
Classic FM.
finale of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Naima Yerby. Margarita Taylor with you on Classic FM, taking you towards the weekend and towards Classic FM at the movies tonight at 7 p.m. Plenty of gems to share with you along the way. We'll hear from Chopin, the Fantasy Impromptu to come, Anna Fedorova performing in a moment, and from Bach, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 on the way. You can trust me on that, although this next fellow, I'm not so sure about.
This weekend on Classic FM.
Hello, Alexander Dragonetti here. You may know me from the most recent series of The Traitors.
Spurbia,
I'm really enjoying presenting my programme. Trust me, it's a classic. Playing classical music you can always rely on. From the most iconic pieces to some of my favourites. Anything else is banished. If you haven't listened yet, there's still loads more to discover. Do come and join me.
Trust me, it's a classic. With The Traitors, Alexander Dragonetti.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tonight at 9. Classic FM.
Finale of the Symphony in G from C.P.E. Bach, played by the Ensemble Resonance. And now from J.S. Bach, the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Gabriel Pierny's Serenade, played by the Mannheim Chamber Orchestra, Paul Meyer conducting, and before that first movement from Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 with the Swedish Chamber Orchestra on Classic FM, conducted by Thomas Dausgaard for that first movement.
Thank you.
Anna Fedorova with Chopin's Fantasy Impromptu in C sharp minor. Now, Tim's on the way with the news headlines at 6, and then I have a fantastic start to the evening for us on Classic FM. The Dam Busters March from Eric Coates on the way, and a gorgeous moment from the Shostakovich Jazz Suite No. 2 to officially start the weekend.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
On April 11th, The Amateur arrives in IMAX.
I'm going to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
Academy Award winner Rami Malek.
I want mission-specific training and a new identity.
And Academy Award nominee Lawrence Fishburne.
This ends here.
No, I want them all.
The Amateur, in cinemas April 11th.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Powerful earthquakes in Myanmar have caused devastation and survivors urgently need support. Please help now. Visit dec.org.uk to donate or text radio to 70727 to give £10. Text cost your donation plus standard network rate. Thank you.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage, and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in-store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats, and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the UK's main stock market has recorded its biggest daily fall in 5 years as investors panic about Donald Trump's global tariffs. The FTSE 100 lost 4.95% of its value, the biggest drop since the start of the COVID pandemic. Whitehall editor at the Financial Times, Lucy Fisher, has told us it's a crucial moment for the Prime Minister.
Downing Street knows it needs to turbocharge its plans for both stability and growth, but also needs to look to strengthen partnerships with other international allies on the economic front. So it does feel like there's a realisation that this isn't something that can be ignored or is going to go away.
Russell Brand has been charged with 5 sex offences, including rape. In a video post on X, the comedian and actor reiterated his previous claims that he has never engaged in non-consensual activity. He says he's grateful for the opportunity to defend himself in court. A mother is